This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Usually this happens in court proceedings, well, but it happens really a lot in spring sports. We have had a change of venue granted. It was approved by both parties. The judge said, heretofore, we will move from Hillsboro to Nokomis for this softball contest this afternoon. So just to get those better field conditions. Sean Blinn again with you here, joined by Carl DeBar. And, field looks in pretty good shape here on a,
yes, indeed,
on a Thursday afternoon. As this roster, looking at the Hillsboro roster that you put together, you talk about a study in youth will be served.
Ooh, we are talking some youngsters here, as they have no seniors on the team, and there is no substitutes here either. So won't be a whole lot changing around in the field too much then.
Yeah, they might. You know, and you don't have the transfer portal.
Not yet. Yeah.
Hey, any of you folks just play 3 years of softball and have a year of eligibility, we could put you in action, but. Yeah, they don't allow for that. They don't have fifth-year seniors, at least not in athletics in the IHSA.
No.
And Hillsboro will be the home team, despite the change of venue. So we're going to stick to the way it looks on the schedule. And the Hillsboro Hilltoppers will take to the field first. Looking at the Nokomis Lady Redskins, they've had their fair share of youth and fair share of experience on this club. Leading things off will be Emma Snedden in right field. Addison Dangbar in center. Haley Engelman hitting third at second base. Then Bailey Cesaretti in left field in the cleanup slot. Emma Hill catching and hitting fifth. Aubrey Yarrows hitting sixth at first base. Reagan Jonas hitting seventh. Had a monster hit our last broadcast here. She will be on the mound today. Jade Gannett will be in there in the eighth slot. And Carly Wanger at third base hitting ninth. On the hill today for Hillsboro, Annika Camp will take to the mound. Blankenship behind the plate. And the left-handed batter, Emma Snedden, steps in. Here's the first delivery, wave and a miss. Brings the heat from the get-go. Kinsley Carlock there over at third, Kinsley. And we have Ella Greenwood at short. Addie McLaughlin at second. Natalie Fenton at first. In the outfield, Audrey Schultz in left. Taylen Smith in center, and Audrey Evans in right. Here's a swing and a foul out of play. 0-2. And again, that glare from right field seems to be stalking me. It is a, you can imagine for the batter, left-handed hitter, as you turn on the pitch, it makes for a little difficulty. Here's the 0-2, and this one singled sharply to center. A liner, and then she's on the run as the throw goes wide. So a nice start there for Emma Snedden, who will grab a single and take an extra base on, I would imagine we'll call that a throwing error.
Throwing error from the outfield. Got past the first baseman.
Addison Dangbar will stand in. As Nokomis tries to make some noise here off the get-go. Boy, after all the weather we've endured, what a beauty today, huh?
We finally have a good baseball day and softball day.
Woo. Here's a pitch there just below the knees, I do believe, 1-0.
Not dealing with 30-mile-an-hour winds. Not dealing with, just cold. And cold has been the biggest issue.
1-0, this one hits right at second base, and she can't find a handle. McLaughlin can't find a handle, and the runner will reach. I think we've got an E4 there, runners at the corners. And again, that's where experience comes into play, and you learn from it.
Yeah, I had that spin. When that softball just kind of hangs and spins up there, that's not the easiest thing to really figure out where the heck it's going, but she just couldn't corral it.
Never as easy as it looks. Conference up there on the hill, just trying to get everyone settled. Coach Tietken trying to restore a little bit of order and get everyone back to business. Lewis Lang working the game again today, the legend. Boy, I mean, he's not only somebody who can work as an umpire, but, you know, when there are those moments, he can be the master of ceremonies. You know, we had tribute to Gracie last year at Hillsboro, and John Crow from the Cohens. Here's a pitch. Gets underneath the glove of the catcher, the mitt of the catcher, and the runners will advance. And the Comas is on the board with Haley Engelman not even having to lift her bat. Go wild or passed on that one? I'll go
wild. Pitch,
I would vote wild now.
Yeah, ball was in the dirt.
So here's a shot. This one should drop for a single. It will drop into left center field. Another run will score.
Give her the old two basers that split the outfielders pretty good there, Sean. Time they got it and retrieved it, she was on her way and got the second.
So quickly, 2-0 lead. As left-handed batter stands in. This one, a pitch goes over ahead. Runner will advance to third. And that was not by design.
Behind the batter's head. Definitely the wild pitch there.
So runner 80 feet away. And that pitch in there for a called strike. And it's 1-1. I love the fact when we talked about dimensions, you had to explain to me that those big fat numbers, 200 on an arrowhead, meant 200 feet, because there was not a 200th anniversary celebration for Nokomis High School.
Yeah, just 200 feet. That's pretty standard in a lot of softball fields.
So, sorry to those of you looking for the Nokomis class of 1822. There's a pitch outside, 2-0. This pitch catches the outside corner, and it will go to 2-1. To the next batter, cleanup hitter, Bailey Cesaretti. 2-2 now. Here's a swing and a miss. The 2-2 offering, and took a little off it, and Bailey is dugout bound. So now that has to be a little therapeutic. One out on the board as Hillsboro tries to get out of this inning with no further damage. Here's the pitch, the first offering to Emma Hill. Runner on the move. Haley Engelman retreats. Back in time. Emma Hill, 1-0 count. The delivery from camp. And a pitch upstairs goes after it. I think that was the best pitch of the afternoon for camp. 1-1 on the way and trying to get out of a jam. If you can leave this inning down 2-0, you're on to something. Here's a can of Corum up to third. Right to her glove, and quick out number two.
Big key out there. Can't get that runner home from third, but just one out.
So a chance to escape with that limited damage. Here's Yaros. Right-handed batter in there. Close to the dish. Swings and misses.
Camp looks a little better.
Yeah, Camp starting to change those speeds a little bit. With authority. 0-1 pitch on the way. And this one hit to left, a long shot. And that one needs a passport because it headed over the border in a big way. And that talk of getting out of the inning without being, unscathed is a word. I don't know if scathed is a word, but she just got scathed there with a two-run blast. And that one... The outfielders pretty much were spectators on that one.
Yeah, both left fielder, center fielder kind of congregated there right in the middle in the power alley and watched it go.
Well, Yaros has got some power. And that was a beautiful blast to the power alley.
And no wind today. There's games, you know, the wind is such a big factor sometimes, but today, not going to be a factor.
Pitch low and outside, the 1-0 on the way. Here's a shot in the infield, mile high, and
Nobody didn't communicate too well
on that one, and you know, they kind of hold on for dear life, and the second baseman just does a little damage control, and McLaughlin just says, okay, runner at first. We're not going to rush any throws or anything like that. So runner at first as another left-handed batter stands in, Jade Gannett. Looks at a pitch on the outside corner. So would you call that an E4 or an E6?
Well, I'm a big one for the E teamy. You know, a team error.
Yeah, pitch upstairs and inside.
A play that should be made. Be fair to the pitcher. You know, the pitcher should be out of the inning for sure.
And the ball goes back to the screen runner, advances to second. Here's a grounder just wide of the third base coach. And it will make it 1-2. Gannett, she may be the eighth inner, but she has some pop. No doubt about it. Speaking of that pop, here's a shot to left field that will drop it into the gap, and it will push home another run.
Schultz had it go to left field to the wall. I got out there pretty quick, really. I thought it was, you know, would die when it hit the ground, but boy, must have put a little extra oomph on that hit. It went two hops to the wall.
Yeah, that is a that's some good hitting with a 1-2 count. I realize, well, here's a 1-0 on the way. First pitch out of the zone. Here's a shot foul just out of the reach of the glove of the first baseman. I know softball, maybe the hit, big hit with the 1-2 count or 0-2 count maybe doesn't get the same respect, but doggone it, it deserves it. Now here's a 1-1.
Good pitch there.
To Wanger, and right over the heart of the zone, and drifts a little to the outside corner for the called strike. Here's a 1-2. This one, the first baseman can't haul it in. That that ball rises a little bit. Another run will come home. Well, I guess you would just call this growing pains.
We mentioned very young Hilltopper team. And, well, that was just played just out of reach, really. Fenton made a good attempt on it, just hit the top of her glove, couldn't haul it in.
So Nokomis bats through the order. Six runs on the board. And we have another conference. It's tough to lift spirits. I mean, you know, basketball, the other team's scoring buckets. They're scoring buckets. Maybe you could have defended better or put a hand up, but there's nothing on the board that says, I messed up. Football, you have turnovers. But baseball, defense can be a learning process. And confidence certainly comes into play. Snedden singled her first time up. Left-handed batter with a chance to drive home another run. Shot out of play. We haven't seen a lot of foul balls so far. They put most everything into play. No one's had to sweat deductible on their auto insurance. So the 1-0, I should say 0-1. Here's a chop beyond the reach of the pitcher. One of those seeing eye singles. Second baseman just can't get two. And it found its way through. And run number seven trickles home. And Snedden in one inning of play, 2-for-2. Here's Dangbar. Reached on an error at second. Takes a look at ball one. Pitch over the heart of the plate, strokes it out of the reach of the shortstop, lines it to left center field, and a runner will dig for third and make it. And Dangbar will take advantage. and she'll run off to second base. So 7-0 here in the top of the first, and trying to end the nightmare here with two outs. Hale Engelman stands in and looks at strike one. She doubled earlier, and she didn't get cheated.
And Nokomis came a hitting today.
Here's a pitch right in there at the kneecaps, 0-2.
Several extra base hits, but including a home run in this inning.
Pitch gets in the dirt. Looks like another run will make it home. 8-0, and that maybe was a little more in the borderline territory as whether it was a pass ball or wild pitch. I'd kind of lean on the pass ball side. So now a runner 80 feet away for Engelman. And a smash. The third baseman cannot find a handle on the hot grounder. And another run comes home.
Number 11, Bailey. She's already.
9-0. And Cesaretti coming up. I don't think home field advantage is the big game changer, but here's a pitch to Bailey upstairs, 1-0. But the road has not been kind to Hillsboro, even though it's an official home game. Hillsboro came in looking for win number three, throw to first. You know, and that's one of the things with a young team. You got Blankenship back there, and she's going to be a continuing emerging leader. Here, wave and a miss, 2-1. And that's who you bank on to grow a team. So they're going to be the one to settle things down. So here's another swing and a miss. Moves the count to 2-2. Blankenship thought it might have been 1-2. But 2-2, Hillsboro trying to get out of this long inning. Here's a shot in foul ground. It will go
to the stands.
Out of play. Best play, the mother who grabbed her son, took him out of the way. The keen eye of a mother. When a foul ball comes my way, I'm lost. I'm in the stands. I almost got bonked in the head. I haven't left it down at Bush. So let's see. Looking at a 1-2 count. Here's a dribbler to second, and this time there's something to build on, a clean 4-3 play. But the top of the first, 9-0 your score, and Hillsboro has their work cut out for them. But as you know, young team, it's
gotta learn.
It's not a sprint, it's a marathon. So we'll bring you the bottom of the first coming up, 9-0 Nokomis. You're listening to Softball Action on WSMI. Welcome back to Nokomis High School. Again, not a misprint. If you saw this game was going to be at Hillsboro, there has been a change of venue, a soggy field over there. Familiar story, huh?
Definitely familiar.
Yeah, so
field's in good condition here. It's wet, though. You get in the lower areas.
There may be some girls on the diamond who wish it was a little wetter, and they were home right now. That's the way it works out. And but this is how you build character. You fight through it, and something to build on. And again, when you start making those plays, good things start to happen. The results may take a while, but they can come in the long term. So here we go. Hillsboro for the first time today. Ella Greenwood, a freshman, in there at shortstop. First pitch in there from Jonas, and for a called strike.
Jonas, our home run hitter.
Boy, yeah, she hit a monster. Here's a ball fouled off the plate, into the dirt. Yeah, hit a blast to left center.
Think she hit one against Lincolnwood, too.
Sure did. Sure did. She is a
monster. As far as we know,
she
averages a homer a game at least.
According to our,
our stats.
Legendary stats. So the 0-2 pitch on the way, trying to score
good
on the mound
pitch
here. And boy, that was a wicked pitch. Gets a strikeout going down swinging there is Greenwood. Taylan Smith, elder stateswoman in this club, a junior, patrolling center field today. Pitch over the heart of the plate. Right there, belt high.
And it's just funny. And it happens in all the schools. Some years you just don't have that senior class that, you know, went from freshman all the way through and stayed with a baseball, softball.
There you go. Here's a swing and a miss, a pitch upstairs.
But usually makes for tough road when you don't have any senior leadership on a team.
Jonas looks like she wants to hit again. 0-2. Here's a shot stroked over the dugout, into the net, almost like she was chipping a golf ball into a practice net there. May have another sport for her. Up there again with that wide open stance. 0-2. Protective swing. The junior looks at a pitch downstairs in the dirt. 1-2. Reagan Jonas winds, fires. Oh, that's, again, you know, you talk about a textbook 1-2 pitch right around the knees. Just
sinking.
Enough to tempt you, make you second guess.
Hope you swing, and, well, basically a ball.
Ball two.
Hard to hit.
And
hard.
Here comes
that
strike number three. As she just brings it, and quickly two down. I don't know. I don't know about you. I'm not ready to draw more K's or write more K's after that contest at Litchfield. Here's a pitch. That was a tight one. Ball 1-0. That right there in that borderline area.
It was that four innings of virtually pitching duel, and Topper's on the boys' side. Opened it up in the fifth.
Here's a pitch. This one over the heart of the – nope. They will say – 2-0.
Come on, Reagan.
Wave and a miss and a pitch downstairs. And this is where the human anatomy makes umpiring interesting, because we all don't have the kneecap in the same spot. You know, some people it's right down the middle between upper leg and lower leg. Others it's, you know, third of the way up, and so you can't just pick a spot. You gotta have your eyeballs adjust to every batter up there. So now we're looking at a count of 2-1 as a pitch comes out of the zone. 2-1 offering for the right-hander. Nice pitch out there in the outside corner. 2-2. No one on, a pair of strikeouts so far for the Toppers. Here's a ground ball, goes to third, and just wide of the chalk. And I believe we have a full count, 3-2. 3-2.
Go, Reagan.
Reagan trying to strike out the side here. Pitch downstairs, and Hillsborough has their first base runner of the afternoon. And the freshman, Addie McLaughlin, getting on first. The pitcher of record, freshman Annika Camp, stands in to cleanup hitter. Again, this is one of those players 2 years ago will think, here's a pitch over the heart of the plate for a called strike. You know, these were the lean days, and those were the sacrifices that made me who I am today. And, you know, there's something to be said for giving youth experience. Here's the 0-1 outside and low. 1-1 to count now. Here's a shot on the edge of the infield that will drop in shallow center field for a single. And suddenly the Toppers are in business with two down.
Reagan already two strikeouts, then opened up a little bit with a walk, and there a shot just basically not well, extremely well hit, but perfectly over the second baseman's head.
So Blankenship up there now, right-handed batter. Open stance. Looks at the pitch inside, and open stance, making it a little easier to get out of the way. 1-0. So Hillsborough with a chance to start a long-term rally. You probably won't get it all in one shot. Pitch upstairs. Young club usually have to do it piecemeal.
Go, Reagan.
Those big innings don't happen often. But if you can play to run here, there, get back in the ballgame.
2-0 offering. That one, boy, right up there on the fringe of the strike zone around the letters inside corner for a called strike. Two-one offering on the way. Waving a miss, 2-2.
Yeah, something to be said for that high inside pitch, and then you go low and away on the next pitch, just keeping their eyes totally out of sync.
Mean pitch in the lower portion. 2-2. Reagan trying to get strikeout number three here after the first two batters went down on strikes. Yeah, pitch just out of the zone on the low side, apparently. And we have another payoff pitch. Hillsborough looked like it was going to be 1-2-3, and they found a little life here with two down. And they find the bases loaded as the 3-2 comes inside low. And another base on ball. So back-to-back strikeouts, a walk, a single, and now another walk. And Carlock, the junior, with a chance to do some damage. Pitching inside, 1-0. And then if you don't want to certainly get the walk here, that can kind of send the morale lows we saw on the top of the first the other way. Here's a shot fouled back to the screen, 1-1. The screen is your friend, especially if you're a catcher.
Or an announcer.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
Don't think we'd like back here without it.
Hey, this face has enough issues. 1-1 on 1-1. And I'm not vain enough to pay for plastic surgery, so. Pitch low and outside, 2-1. As, you know, Hilltoppers, one thing they've been is patient. They have made her throw strikes here this afternoon. 2-1. Wave and a miss, 2-2. Nice little change of speeds there. And this is a fast pitch softball, no doubt about it, but slow pitches do come in. Not slow pitch softball level slow, but
right.
Slower.
The old change ups.
Here's 2-2. This one is grounded.
Lined, basically,
lined.
Right at her. Little, it wasn't hit hard.
High screen on that
right
one.
Right to her. Yeah, right to the pitcher.
So, in fact, right into the glove and out of trouble there. So, base is loaded. That is a tough break for the Toppers. The young Topper Club trying to eat into that 9-run deficit. Come up short with the bases loaded. And, again, good at bat there from Carlock. 9-0 your score. Nokomis on top. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. Emma Hill standing in when we return. Right now the coach chatting with the umpire and a little conference on the mound, trying to get some momentum going for camp. Starting things off for Nokomis, Emma Hill, and hit a shot lined out to third her last time up. Got a little maintenance going on here.
Yep, apparently that's the delay, the mask issue.
Yeah. So the umpire will take care of business. You never know what can happen in these games. My favorite, I did some announcing for the Gateway Grizzlies. I was their PA announcer back in the day. Their original announcer, then I went back to Springfield and on, but worked a number of games for them over the years. One game they had the umpire on one of those 100-degree days. Baseball got inside the opening in the mask, smashed his nose.
My goodness.
And then the mascot took off, who does some umpiring, or did some umpiring, took off his Izzy the Grizzly outfit.
Let's go, Emma.
And he worked seven innings to close it out. So not only did this poor umpire, who was up there in years, suffer a pretty gruesome injury, but then the heat got to him while they were tending to him.
Wow.
So take off a giant bear head, call seven games of baseball. So, yeah, sometimes in this case it wasn't that dramatic, but someone had the tool necessary to fix the mask in the stands and took care of business. So we've got 0-1 count. Swing and a miss to open things up. Here's a wave and a miss.
Let's go, Emma.
For Emma, as despite the fact that a base is loaded opportunity came and went, might have been deflating. Looks like camp has a little more confidence up there right now. Here's a pitch low and inside, 1-2.
Well, camp struck out one in that inning, and you know, could have been helped out a few plays earlier.
Hill chops it to third, and son of a gun, Carlock throws to first just a little high to Fenton. And again, you know, when you're a young team.
Just making the plays sometimes. And plays probably making practice all the time. Get in game situation, and the youngsters seem to sometimes have difficulties.
Yeah, that's where those rainouts really hurt for a team trying to get some experience, find their way. And inactivity is not your friend. So, a runner on. And now, here's Aubrey Yaros, who hit a monster.
Come on, Jip.
Her last time up.
I believe double O is courtesy runner.
The Yaros homered to left center field to the power alley. Hits one sharp to short. And this time, a nice play turned in by Greenwood. They get the 6-3 put out.
Well, here's our home run hitter. He's scoring to us. A consistent home run hitter.
No doubt about it.
Shot.
Here's a shot to left field. Is it fair? Is it fair? It is.
Wow.
Two-run mammoth shot. Boy, I'll tell you what.
Hey, I'm sounding pretty smart here. I'm talking about home runs. Woo.
Man, that
she's got a good swing.
Yeah, that was a beaut.
Right down the line, I was thinking it would end up foul. And it wasn't hit very high, Sean, but it just hung up just long enough to clear the fence.
So, Reagan Jonas with a blast there, a two-run blast, and we have an 11-0 score. Jade Gannett stands in, left-handed batter. Pitch low. She doubled her last time up.
You know, Reagan's kind of girl that they put in the automatic take four, ball four, take your base.
Boy, she punishes that ball. Here's a mean shot. That one will smack a vehicle, I think. No? Loses a little bit of energy. I thought we were going to have a messed up quarter panel. Much to the chagrin of the auto body business, no dice. Here's a one offering, and that one is singled sharply to left field, just out of the reach of the third baseman.
Now batting number five, Carly Wanger.
So Gannett, two for two. Carly Wanger looking to go two for two. She singled her last time up. Pitch in there for a called strike. Runner has to retreat to first back in time.
Let's go, Carl.
11 to nothing. Pitch low and inside. 1-1. Top of the order, just around the corner with Emma Stedden on deck. Here's a chop to short. Double play potential seemed possible for a moment, but it wasn't going to happen. Just too fast there over at first. Takes the lead runner, makes a smart call, goes for the sure play. You know, 11-0 game, you don't want to be too fancy. And now two down. Emma Snedden, two for two. Jumps on the first pitch. And fielded nicely. I think the best fielding play. We had a good 6-3 put out, but boy, great play there by Camp as she took the sharp ground ball and delivered it to first in time.
Much better looking defense to this half inning, really, Sean, and for the Hilltoppers. They start off with that one error right off the bat, or you know, that might have been a fairly easy inning.
Starting to breathe a little bit. We have played 1.5. 11-0 your score. And Nokomis on top over Hillsboro. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. And Sean Bellent and Carl DeBar with you here at Nokomis as Hillsboro starting to come around a little bit here.
Well, Topper's got the bases loaded, but that was after two were already out and could not get a runner across the plate.
Kind of like spring training at this point, young team. Here jumping on the first pitch. And nice hit there by Evans, Aubrey Evans, but fielded nicely by the second baseman. And Evans is retired 4-3. Now you have Audrey Schultz, another freshman left fielder out there today. Right-handed batter, slightly closed stance. Here's a pitch by Reagan Jonas. Coming off of that mammoth blast down the left field line. 1-0. Usually good batting feeds into good pitching and vice versa. Here's a grounder fielded cleanly by the first baseman. And she takes care of business. Just kind of like a savings account. Not high interest, but takes care of business.
Far, of course, she got two fairly quick outs last inning to Reagan Jonas as she struck out the first two batters, but a lot fewer pitches in this inning so far.
Yeah, it goes for the sure return and investment. Sure return on investment, and quickly we have two down here as we're at the bottom of the order. Natalie Fenton jumps on the first pitch. And one behind the screen to open things up. Keeps the crowd alert. 0-1, right-handed batter. Just a touch open, but pretty much as she gets to the point of bearing down, a little more open, just about a third of a shoe. Takes a look at a called strike. 0-1. As Jonas is looking for the 1-2-3 inning, she didn't get her first go-around. Pitch low. 1-2. One pitch away from moving on to the top of the third. Wines fires. Wines fires and back to the screen. I see the bar dislodged last time. You know, these girls can do some damage with a bat. The screen still feeling the pain there. A bar knocked loose during our last broadcast. Kind of adds character, doesn't it?
Kind of have a little of that.
Pitch upstairs. Part of the asymmetrical nature. I mean, that's what makes baseball and softball beautiful. Well, baseball's a little more asymmetrical. 3-2, another payoff pitch on the way. It's been a while since we've seen the old 3-2. And it's on its way, and it's upstairs.
Let's go, Reagan.
Maybe
finish it right here, Reagan.
I misread the glare a little bit. 3-2. That will be the 3-2.
Well, this is a situation she had last inning.
So after my eye exam, 3-2 on the way, a wave and a miss. And that was a wicked pitch there from Jonas. And just like that, Nokomis is out of the inning. So we have played two complete, and the score 11-0, Nokomis on top. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. So the 2, 3, and 4 hitters go to work for Nokomis. Snedden wrapped up last inning. Now Addison Dangbar, the number 2 hitter, takes a look at a called strike. Now takes a look at a pitch out of the zone. Dangbar 1-for-1, reached on an error as well. Shot foul. And she doesn't get shortchanged on that one, even though didn't see much benefit, fouled out of play. 1-1 count, 1-2 count, I should say. Pitch downstairs, and that will even up at 2-2. So, again, the wind not a factor. We're not quite used to that. Here is a shot a mile high to second, and the second baseman cannot track it down in the glare. And the runner will move on to first. What do you say, 1B or E4?
Well, no contact. I guess we'll just give it the hit.
All right.
And sometimes it can be the sun. Never can tell.
There's a foul tip for Haley Engelman. She's 1-for-2 today, doubled. And that explosive first inning for Nokomis. Enjoying home cooking, but officially the visitors. Shot back to the screen. Always interesting when you're at home and you get the hit first. 0-1 if you are just joining us. This game moved to Nokomis because of field conditions. Here's a wave and a miss.
You're good, Ailey.
And a runner will jump to second as Engelman will strike out. Bailey Cesaretti stands in. You know, and I didn't get to hear Randy's rain gauge report in the morning, so I don't know who got more rain between Hillsborough and Nokomis. Here's a shot fouled out of play.
What a 3/10 half inch. Seemed like there might have been more actually south, like in Greenville. I heard an inch down there from our reporter.
Let's go, Bailey. Bailey 0-for-1.
Ooh, got her.
Struck out, reached on an error, and this time she'll reach on a hit by pitch.
Up to bat, number 15.
Whatever it takes. Kind of fun for the girls. They got a little PA action going here. Don't always get that little extra bit of show business. Emma Hill in. And she's 1-for-2, singled earlier. They're playing for the catcher. Hits it a mile high. Catcher can't haul it in. Pitcher nearly hauls it in. It was a little game of Plinko there. Blankenship couldn't find a handle. It had enough momentum where Camp almost came up with it.
That would have been a unique play.
Yeah.
An assist on a pop-up.
Let's go, Emma.
Yeah, there's nothing like being on WSMI and SportsCenter the same day. 0-for-1. 0-1. Oh, Annika Camp. Pitch just outside, maybe upstairs as well. 2-1. Runner at first makes her move. Same can be said for the runner at second. They retreat. 3-1. The possibilities are wide open here. Pitch just upstairs. And that one will load the bases up. Emma Hill gets a base on balls. And that will bring in Aubrey Yarros.
Let's go, Jip.
Right-handed batter. Pitch upstairs and away. Nokomis, 9 runs in the first inning. 2 more in the second and looking to add on here in the third. Here's a shot drifting back in center. About the middle of the outfield and a nice catch there by Taylen Smith. But the runner will advance on the sack fly.
Little Taylen Smith got the ball in quick, Sean, which kept the runner from second, trying to take off from second to go to third.
So we continue to move through the order. And look out here as lethal weapon Reagan Jonas stands in. Hit that vicious smash last time up. It was out. There was no question about that from the moment it went off the bat. Oh, here's another one. Look out. That one may have done some property damage. Call the insurance adjuster.
That's off a big hell damage with a softball. Huh? Softball size hell.
So 0-2 hole, but I don't think that's going to deter Jonas much. Fouled back to the screen. Looked like she's ready to do more damage to the screen. 2 on, 2 strikes. Here comes that 0-2 offering. This one fielded by the third baseman. She gets a force out to close out the inning. And nicely done as Camp has found her way.
She's actually thrown pretty good. A little defensive lapse, especially in that first inning, cost her dearly. But she's done one thing. She's thrown a lot of strikes.
And that's a beautiful thing. So we have played 2.5. Nokomis picks up another run. Bottom of the third on the way. Hillsboro will try to get on the board when we return. You're listening to high school softball on WSMI. So little by little, Carl DeBar, Hillsboro's right at the ship. The scoreboard isn't very forgiving.
No, it isn't. That's the key.
But, 9 runs in the first, 2 runs in the second, and you cut it down to 1 run in the third. So, again, it's a marathon, not a sprint, and maybe success for this team, you know, measure it per se, let's say, in wins and losses. Those results will come next year and the year after. So Hillsboro back to business. As Jonas will go to work once again. Back to the top of the order. As Greenwood, the freshman Ella Greenwood, struck out her first time up.
Reagan Jonas, 3 strikeouts in the game, 2 walks. Did both of those in the first inning where Hillsboro had their best opportunity. The base is loaded and 2 outs.
1-0 offering on the way. Swing and a miss at the pitch in the lower portion of the zone. If it wasn't the zone, 1-1. That may be a matter of debate. Closed stance. Here's the 1-1 offering. And shows bunt. Fouls it back to the screen. 1-2. Hillsboro bats have livened up on occasion, but for the most part, she's razored through batters at times. Hillsborough, though, has been crafty and opportunistic and made some things happen, even though it hasn't shown up on the scoreboard. Pitch outside. And looks like 2-2 from here. Obviously, leadoff hitter, 1-2-3 hitters this inning. Pitch in the dirt, no consequence.
Come on, Reagan.
And it will bring up a payoff pitch, 3-2.
Yeah, that seems like her sinker ball. She's had some trouble with it, Sean. If you release at the wrong time, it's going to end up in the dirt before it gets to the plate, and that's not where you want it. You want it to look like a strike and then drop off right to the catcher.
Here's the 3-2 hit foul. Just over the ditch behind the first base side. Youngsters were crossing the bridge at the time. They didn't flinch. Sign them up. Payoff pitch on the way.
There you go.
And a dramatic strike three call there. Looked at strike three over the heart of the plate. And, yeah, you want that leadoff hitter to build some momentum. And, you know, Ella facing a tough pitcher, and she's faced the best of Jonas and striking out both times up today. Here's Smith, made a great play out there in the outfield. Again, just a great confidence builder for this team on defense, and they do seem more sure of themselves. Looks at ball one, a little bit upstairs. Here's the pitch from number 9, the right-hander. 1-0 over the heart of the plate. You know, that's one thing I love. When you have Lang working a game, he's got a lot of energy to that right hand. Some guys don't communicate non-verbally these days, but he makes it clear when that ball's a called strike. Here's a pitch low.
You're good, Emma.
2-1. Kind of hit the catcher's unmitted hand, it appears. A little bit of sting, but she toughs it out, gets back to work.
Yeah, like I say,
still shaking it off.
It's that sinker, and when she's getting it too low, well, it's hitting the dirt before. So Emma Hill's had to pay the price for that.
It's kind of like getting poked on the eye. You're poked in the eye, you just don't know how bad it is. Here's a grounder to short, has a mind of its own. Nice hustle there.
Good play.
But the shortstop, the arm beats the legs on that one.
Thought that was going to get away, but she made a heck of a throw.
So 6-3 put out.
Graceland over there.
DeWerf, outstanding work there as we have two down now in the inning. Jumping on the first pitch, and this will go right into the glove of the second baseman.
Engelman with a good play there.
Yeah,
Haley.
Addy jumped on the first pitch, and Haley had to retreat a little bit caught it over her shoulder.
That's that football catch we talked about one time. Don't see it in the girls' infield that often. That was a very good play.
Yeah, good. Looks into the glare of the sun and still gets it done. So we have played three complete. And from a Hillsborough perspective, a dirty dozen up there on the board. It's a 12-0 edge for the Nokomis Redskins. Back with inning number 4 after this. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. Sean Blunt, Carl DeBar here as we are looking at a 12-0 lead. Getting some lineup changes here. So getting that all taken care of. You know, and I'll tell you what, that's the beauty of Louis E. Lang is Louis Lang. He just has his, you know, he doesn't just have tunnel vision to the diamond. He has the mind just kind of ready to take care of whatever needs are out there, whether it's broadcasters, whether it's the fans. I mean, if there's a severe weather situation, he's going to look like a fire chief out there. He's just that kind of guy, you know. An umpire has a greater sense of responsibility. I love when he works a game. Certainly doing another fantastic job here today. So top of the fourth, and the Nokomis Wrecking Crew will go back to work. They have been a handful here today. Boy, lashing out at the first pitch. Like the softball took her lunch money. Jade Gannett fouls it out of play. What did that ball do to you? 0-1. And, boy, she's really lashing out.
Well, you said she made a good play in the outfield. She also had a strong throw. Now we know she's got that strong arm to pitch, too.
So,
Taylan Smith for the Toppers.
So she reaches one in the dirt, and she was trying to hit a five-run homer there. Boy, smashes this one to short. Boy, nice setup. Just nice posture, nice approach, and doesn't rush the throw. Great play by the shortstop on a 6-3 putout. And
Greenwood,
hey, the freshman's making some nice plays out there.
Yeah, she's already made, what, two or three pretty good plays for the Toppers. Building that confidence, like you say, for future years, too.
Wanger in there now. Looks at strike one, I do believe. Wanger. One for one, reached on a fielder's choice. Looks at a pitch outside for a called strike. And in an 0-2 hole. With one down for Nokomis. A pitch, boy, just out of the zone. Drew a little objection from the orange and black side there. 2-1 is a call. Here's a wave and a miss. And Smith has certainly come in and thrown a couple of tone setter pitches. Here's a pitch outside.
Just guessing, but it's probably the first inning that Nokomis didn't get the leadoff man on.
Yeah, could go scoreless for the first time here, and that looks like a more than a remote possibility. 3-2 pitch fouled off back to the screen, and we'll do it again. Wanger, the number 9 hitter, not exactly a weak link in the chain. Here's a sharp grounder to second. Took a mean hop. Second baseman could not come up with it. And Wanger will hustle off to first. So what's your official call there? Single? Vicious hop?
We'll go bad hops. Bad hop hit. Plays that you'd like to see made, obviously, Sean. And this Topper team, if they made some plays, they'd be a much closer game. Let's see on this one.
Got so jumping team on the first pitch is Sneddon as we get back to the top of the order. Third baseman handles it, but the throw doesn't quite go as well.
Goes into center field for another error for the Toppers.
So.
And one thing you can also point out, Toppers pitching really hasn't, if it had the defense behind it, making all the plays, hasn't been all that bad. They're throwing strikes, both of them.
Runner will advance to second. Sneddon takes off. Dangbar is 2-for-2. Reached on an error, back-to-back singles.
Of course, could it be these Nokomis girls just like to hit? Because they don't seem to be that patient. They see something, they rip at it.
Yeah, not really taking chances. 0-2 count. Looks at a pitch outside. They are aggressive. And 12-0 game, you have some liberties. Chop foul. Goes behind the plate. 1-2 is the count. Dangbar, right-handed batter. Runners at second and third. Here's a smash just wide of the second baseman. One run will score, and I thought for a moment we were looking at two, but nice relay.
Had her back turned. Now the runner does go on to second on the throw into the infield.
So Dangbar three singles in a row, has reached four times today, and now it's a 13-0 ball game. Pitch over the heart of the plate for a called strike.
Come on, Haley.
And a runner does advance to second, so you have runners at second and third all over again. Pitch from Smith. This one chopped back to Smith. Smith will go for the sure play at first. And another run will score.
And nothing wrong with that. Now, of course, there was possibly play at home, but let's face it, let's just get that sure out. And that was a good job by Smith.
Engelman taking care of business there. And Bailey Cesaretti hit by a pitch the last time up.
Because plays at the plates when they're not force outs can usually end up bad.
Takes a look at ball one. We'll just call her Snake Eyes, number 11. Number I'm fond of. Makes me think of Larry Fitzgerald pitching there for a called strike. 1-1. Boy, there are a lot of guys I miss on Sundays. Peyton Manning, Larry Fitzgerald, Kurt Warner. It's just not the same for this old cowboy. All right, here's a pitch on the outside corner.
Lots of good young-looking quarterbacks, though. Time will tell, though.
So. Yeah, not that this is pro football today, but just don't bring up Kyler Murray. Here we go. Here's a mean shot wide of second base, and it will head into center. And extra bases rampage there for Bailey.
That ball wasn't more than 6 inches off the ground, Sean, and it still almost made it to the fence on the ground. So you know it was smoked.
Guided missile. You don't want to be on the wrong end of that one. Two-run double, 15-0 here for the Skins. Emma Hill. 1-for-2 today. Flied out. Lined out.
Let's go, Rose.
Singled and walked. Takes a look at ball one. The 1-0. Hit just out of the reach of the pitcher, and another run will come home. And, you know, you got to say Smith made a good dive for it.
Yeah, sometimes it's just you make the good attempt and you still can't come up with the ball.
That mound's a little closer coming off. I mean, of course, the guys at the high school level have aluminum bats too, but, you know, we don't talk about exit velocity too much in softball, but, boy, even if it's not a ball that looks like it's going to take your it's a part of your anatomy off, it still can move pretty quickly. Here's a shot just wide of the first baseline as once again we see Yaros back up there. Walked her last time up. 0-1 pitch outside. Runner will get a good jump to second. Throw. Won't get there in time. Timing of the throw certainly done well. But that's another thing. That is, I think, the toughest craft to learn in softball is to get rid of the ball, get it on target, and throw it with authority. Heck, any baseball or softball, it's a tough gig. Pitch outside.
Well, it's not the easiest one to field. And a lot of times they hit it with that spin. It hits your glove, and it can spin all over inside it.
1-1, a wave and a miss, a downstairs pitch. Fooled Yaros there. And another wave and a miss. And that's a wrap for Nokomis. They don't go scoreless, but they do pick up two more runs. As Hillsboro has slowed the pace of the flooding, but the flooding is still occurring of runs on the board. So the Toppers will get back to business on offense when we return. 15-0 your score, bottom of the fourth on the way. Nokomis on top. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. Sean Belen and Carl DeBar back with you here as Nokomis has been well, they've been pretty merciless out here today against the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. And now Hillsboro will try once again to get on the scoreboard. Jonas back for another inning of work on the hill for the Redskins. Here's the first pitch, fouled away. Camp standing in there. Singled her first time up. Started this game off on the mound. It's a shot sharp. Pitcher can't get a handle on it. Second base comes up with it. Throw to first wide, and Camp is on the move, and she will head off to second base.
And Camp, when she pitched, she struck out two and walked two, and now she gets her first hit.
So Camp opens things up. Blankenship reached last time on a walk. Stands in there and jumps on the first pitch. Hits it into shallow center field toward the rim of the outfield. And shallow center shot fielded cleanly and in there for an out. So one down. Carlock now. Lined out to first, I should say, lined out to the pitcher. First time up. Pitch inside. A take. And it's 1-0. Outfielder straight away. Pitch upstairs. This is the day you wait for when you endure all those practices when it's 30 or 40-something degrees. And, hey, the basketball team's still playing. We can't get in the gym yet. Pitch in there. Oh, wait, the basketball team is the softball team. In there for a called strike. 2-1.
It's been a very cold start to April, hasn't it? And most of April, put it that way.
Pitch way upstairs. And 3-1.
I think we had a better week of weather in March. The end of March, we had a good week, and then it kind of went downhill after that.
Yeah, they tried to embarrass Punxsutawney Phil. I call it Punxsutawney Phil's revenge. You know, and here's a pitch inside and low. That goes for ball four. Yeah, it's like he almost went in, you know, like Pacino or De Niro. Winter ain't over till I say it's over.
And it wasn't.
How do you know I saw my shadow? 16-0 score here. Tacoma's on top. Here's a chop to second.
Oh,
and a
man.
Tag. Unassisted double play. Tags a runner on the move. Throws it to first. And what a play there. Boy, hats off to Engelman.
No doubt. Quick thinking there. Made the tag as soon as she fielded the ball and then threw swiftly to first for the double play.
Well, it doesn't
and
matter.
That's going to be game because of the going into the fifth with a 16-run lead. It's over.
Haley Engelman, it doesn't matter the sport.
Way to end it, though.
Boy, I'm telling you. She may not have been on the mound, but my friend, she was the closer here today.
Yeah, closed out the game.
16-0, the final score. We'll be back. Didn't we just get here?
Seems like it.
We'll be back to recap it after this. Sean Belent, Carl DeBar from Nokomis High here on WSMI. And Sean Belent, Carl DeBar, we are back here to wrap it up. 16-0, the victory for the Nokomis Redskins here. You know, one of the things we talk about giving a team experience, well, with no bench, with so much youth, hey, this Hillsborough club is going to play a lot of doubleheaders.
Yeah, they are.
They're definitely going to have to do that. And like I say, you look at that first inning, boy, they could have got out of that a lot easier. And then consistently they seem to play better and better defensively the rest of the game. I think both girls for the Hilltoppers did one special thing, and that was they threw strikes. They only walked one batter in that entire game, and that's facing a lot of batters when you think about it.
Yeah, and you know, Hillsborough certainly pay a lot of attention to the good things. You try to find good things. I think Camp battled back, and Camp, you know, freshman boy, some promising results at the plate, singled back to back on a game where the pitching for the Redskins was fairly dominant. Looking at the Nokomis offside, the Nokomis side of the offensive ledger, you know, a couple of home runs, again, as we mentioned, drawing a lot of attention. But you look down the list, Emma Sneddon was living on the base paths today. Same could be said about Dangbar. So, you know, you want runners on. You were getting it out of the 1-2 and 3 batters. Engelman with a monster hit there, that double early on. It really was a tone setter. And she closes it out, sets the stage early, and then unassisted double play to close this one out and send us home. Cesaretti, again, opportunistic. Yeah, she comes up with a double at the end, but just getting on base, whatever it takes, put the ball in play, and, you know, go ahead and take that softball when it's headed your way and take a little shot off the body, hit by pitch. And really, everybody contributed today. There was no one who didn't add to the success story today for the Nokomis Redskins.
Yeah, there was a lot of girls hitting, and, of course, Reagan Jones. What does she have? Jonah, she has the two homers, but also pitches the complete game officially then. Wins it with four strikeouts, three walks. I don't even think she ever got in a pitching groove because she had a lot of pitches in the dirt because Emma Hill had to take a beating from bouncing in front of the plate on her.
And that almost kind of throws you off, too, when your offense is so successful that it's a while before you get back to the mound. I mean, we're not –
that's
it
true.
Sounds like we're in the excuse business here, but just the nature of things. You kind of lose your timing and try to get back in that pitching mindset. So – That comes into play, but regardless, nine runs in the first inning for Nokomis, and really a great sign of how Hillsborough bounced back, kind of pulled it together a little bit. They held Nokomis to two in the second, and then one in the third, and the game, you know, clearly out of reach at that point. A lot to ask for the Hillsborough Hilltoppers to get back in the game, but then four more runs. It looked like Hillsborough might hold Nokomis scoreless there in that fourth inning, but then two outs, the bats just came to life, and you know, the youngsters said, let's call it a day, and poured it on, and they get the four-inning victory, making Jennifer Graham's life very difficult back at the station.
You think? Two touchdowns, two-point conversions, 16-zip.
Yeah, learning experience, and this is a fun Nokomis team to watch too. The red and black attack
makes them 8-9
special.
So I think they're on the uptick of getting, and we're getting close to regional time. Another 3 weeks, I guess, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that. So this is the time to start playing good ball.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. It's not football. Your losses and wins don't really matter, and of course, it does matter in seeding and who you have to deal with in the postseason, but. If you're hitting on all cylinders and you're, you know, with a 420 winning percentage or 430 or whatever, you can make that immaterial in no time. Well, Carlo, it was always a pleasure, especially a pleasure, though, today. You know, we didn't have to suffer at the hands of Mother Nature. She was kind, finally a little more generous with the weather.
So much more. So much more. Love it. Love to have a lot of days like this.
Well, I know we're back to business tomorrow. I've been a busy week of action here on WSMI, and are you partnering up with Tim tomorrow as we get back to it?
I believe Gary. Gary over in Gillespie. And boys, the Miners will be seeing.
Gotta love Gary. Gary, you know, he just, you know, he finds time for young people, whether it's behind a microphone or out there coaching track, and the man has presence. I have to watch him operate at a track meet someday.
Yeah, I have not done that either.
Of course, I'll remember my glory days of throwing shot put and discus, which contained everything but the glory. But I'll take it. You know, it was a fun sport. You know, not exactly a standing room only crowd, but running, boy, that's the hurdlers, the pole vaulters. I don't know how you get guys
pole
to
pole vaulters.
That.
I don't know. That one was never going to happen.
I watch a high jumper, and body parts of mine hurt just watching it. How do they do that?
Tried the little high jump, but I had a fear of height, so it didn't work well.
Once you bring more jump into it, I'm pretty much done. That's my vertical skills are minimal. If you ever watch tape me playing basketball, it was, you know, I could certainly hold my position. That was about it. Kind of like I was in cement. Well, that is a wrap for old, not so exciting memories. But 16-0 game here, and hats off to Nokomis as they are finding another gear as we hit the latter part of the season. We will see you next time. Sean Bellent for Carl DeBar, and thanks again to Jennifer Graham. You've been listening to High School Softball on WSMI.